Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio as we once again jump into another edition of the Interview Hour. Today, we're going to get into a conversation with someone I've been looking forward to getting onto the show for a hot minute. I wanted to wait a few months until the alias was truly, truly popping, but this is a guy I've been looking to get into a conversation with for a hot minute. One of my favourite new school UKG heads, currently making bangers out there, man like DJ Jackham, joins us on the line. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Thank you very much for the intro. Very good.
It's good to hear from you, man. It's good to get you on the line. Again, as I said before, I'm looking forward to getting into this conversation because obviously we've been speaking music-wise for a number of years now. When you actually look back, it's kind of crazy how long we've actually been in communications. I want to kind of dive straight in before we get into the sort of chat about DJ Jackham and obviously the new alias that you're pushing at the moment, into a bit of background with yourself kind of musically. Like, what were the kind of roots of you getting into music production to begin with?
It's quite mad to think back. It's been a while since I've thought about how I really first got into it, but I used to love punk, me, when I was a bit younger. When I was sort of 17, I always wanted to be in a band, and I loved like punk bands. I really liked the White Stripes. I was in a two-piece punk band. We're called Bad Sex, which is a funny name, but I still think it's a good name. But essentially, it got to the point where I couldn't find enough people that sort of like played the way that I liked people to play. And it was really hard finding, you know, people that wanted to practice regularly. And I sort of thought, well, what if I just did everything myself, figured out a way to do everything myself? And that sort of coincided with me watching Maller's Boiler Room, where he plays through that big Sinai stack, and sort of fell in love with dubstep to begin with. Absolutely loved dubstep and thought, yeah, I need to give this a crack because it's next level. Like, this is crazy stuff that I've never heard before. So that's how I sort of got into production. Basically, for me, basically, like, I want to be able to. I can play a bit of drums, bit of guitar, bit of bass, but obviously you can't play all those at the same time unless you produce, and then all of a sudden it opens all those doors where you can do every instrument yourself, and then you can also do crazy stuff, make stuff sound like, you can make a guitar sound like something from outer space. So yeah, that's how I got into producing, really.
I mean, yeah, following on from that, it is kind of interesting, obviously, looking through all the different directions you've kind of gone in, obviously looking at all those different sorts of scenarios you're finding yourself in music wise and then obviously settling on music production. And obviously we've seen you kind of dive into a few different realms within that. The first kind of area that I would kind of associate you with as a producer is obviously garage. What was the thing that kind of pushed you more towards that sort of UKG sound in the beginning?
LB. Just LB, literally no other answer but LB. The guys, when I heard LB's tune for the first time, the way that his drums swing, and it's such like a cliche answer for anyone that makes UK garage, but the guy's just, he's so good at what he does. And when I heard like the sort of dark atmospheres and, you know, the swung drums, like, I just loved it, and I thought, this is great, because I've always liked funky drums as well, so that were right up my street, really.
Amazing. Again, going back to some of the earlier stuff I remember listening to from yourself and obviously kind of releasing with South Point as well, I used to love how kind of out there a lot of the sort of production was. It must have been a fun period production-wise as well, because obviously it was quite early on for you.
Yeah, definitely a lot of messing about. I mean, to be fair, Groovar was probably, I reckon, maybe the fifth or sixth alias that I eventually settled on. I tried a lot of different sounds and vibes and that sort of stuff, but definitely that early period of the Groovar stuff, it's almost quite, it's quite innocent sounding in a way. It's almost a bit like, I'm not sure, almost naive sounding. Like, it was so, the direction wasn't fully set yet. And to be fair, I never think it will be fully set for me, but it was just trying new stuff, but just having the anchor of swung drums. Do you know what I mean? There's so much space to mess around and try different stuff with garage. So yeah, loads of experimenting, loads of trying new stuff. Yeah, I listen back to those tunes all the time and think, oh, this is decent. I should have really done something with this. Or, yeah, do you know what I mean?
I mean, kind of moving on from then, obviously, you've kind of switched things up in the last sort of 6 months, especially kind of moving into a brand new alias, a brand new kind of name, which kind of takes on a different style as well, which is obviously DJ Jackham. Obviously, that's what people will know you on from the poster today. So talk to me about the actual original reason behind the kind of relaunch, kind of artist name-wise, because this is always a big deal for artists. It's always a big deal to kind of start again to an extent. Like, what was the main reason for you?
Well, the actual plan was, I was listening to people like Alex Perez, and I was thinking to myself, you know, Perez, even he does his dubstep and he has his drum and bass, but you always know it's Perez, even though he's doing these two separate genres. And I was looking at my Groovar stuff and I was thinking, you know, one week I'll make a tune under Groovar that's like just big, heavy, dark dubstep, and then the next weekend I'll make like super fun, major sounding, like party garage, which is like, and the vibes were so far apart. And there's loads of people that you can point to where they have one alias but try loads of different sounds under them, but just for me personally, I was finding it really difficult to produce all these different styles of music and feel comfortable putting them all under one name. So I've not totally shelved Groovar. In fact, I've got an album coming out this year under Groovar and a couple of releases lined up. But the Groovar, I'm trying to keep as more dubstep, maybe more drum and bass, a bit more experimental, and I don't want to say fleshed out, but a bit more long form. Whereas Jackham, I want to keep as, you know, just sort of club bangers sort of vibe, you know, party tunes. And for me, it became almost a necessity that I need a separate place for all of this, like super energetic, big, bouncy garage to go, because it just can't live in my head. It can't live in the same like universe as Groovar, because it was really difficult for me to separate the two. So that's where it's come from. But it gives me a lot more freedom now, whereas before, when everything was under Groovar, I could make like a really bouncy, energetic, skippy 4/4 garage tune, but somewhere in my head was thinking, yeah, this is all well and good, but you can't do it. You can't put this under Groovar after you've just done this like super serious sounding 140 tune. So that's where it's come from, just a way to separate the two and have fun in two different spaces, if you sort of know what I mean, two different mindsets.
No, 100%, man. And I think it's quite a cool way of splitting the two, obviously, with the kind of, I suppose, catalogue of Groovar being there already as well. It gives you a bit more room to kind of experiment with the artistry side of things. And obviously with Jackham, you're kind of trying things a little bit differently, trying a few different areas, obviously working with a few different labels as well. And I've got to say, since you've been back in the mix with this new alias, it's been really impressive to kind of watch from the sidelines and kind of see the artists you're working with, and obviously the labels you're working with as well. Like, who have you worked with, just so people are aware?
So a lot of tunes out with Strictly House and Garage. Skills has always been really supportive of me, and any tunes I sent him, he's always buzzing about them, which is always good. You need people like that around that gas you up a bit, because you know, as a producer, you can get pretty self-deprecating with your own work. Obviously, South Point yourselves. I've got some stuff coming up with Garage Share, Beast Wang. So, yeah, it's looking good. Just trying to get as many, you know, releases under my belt as I can. In the past, I've been very... I didn't fully understand the benefit of releasing with labels and what that could bring. And that's probably sounds quite daft to a lot of people, but I always used to think, oh, do everything myself, release everything myself. But now sort of later on in life, in my production career anyway, starting to realize, the benefits of labels and working with them. And it's only a positive thing. So hopefully plenty more to come as well.
Fantastic stuff, man. I mean, obviously, listening through the kind of evolution of your sound, you've described it as being a lot more sort of party tunes and a lot more sort of rave orientated, shall we say, in the kind of way you're producing tunes. Are there any other kind of directions you want to take the Jackham sound moving forward?
Well, there's always stuff that I'm trying. what I'm really into at the minute, I mean, there's a bit of a speed garage sort of resurgence coming about, it seems, with tunes that take themselves not too serious and, you know, silly stuff. Like, and I recently finished off one that's, it's like a speed garage remix of Kylie Minogue Spinning Around, which, you know, I'm really happy with. And I would like to take it in a less serious direction. I think that Jackham for me is, when I sit down to write a tune, when it's under Jackham for me, it's about not picking through everything with a fine tooth comb and letting it run a bit red and letting it be in a bit more raw sounding and letting it be a bit daft. And so I would like to take it in maybe a bit of a more major direction, you know, happier tunes, because, you know, we all love a stinker and a wobbler, but also, you know, we all like a bit of ABBA secretly deep down, so why not embrace that, you know, that happier side, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'd like to take it more playful, more daft, more silly, more over the top, just, you know, keep going crazier and crazier. I think that's the way it's got to go for me.
You know what, bro? I couldn't agree more. And it's so enjoyable to kind of hear how it's all been kind of sectioned into different areas. Like, I really love the idea of the Groovar alias being so much more orientated on a more sort of a production-y tip, you know, more for the kind of heads and listenership, more for people who want to hear those intricacies and hear those kind of well-thought-out arrangements. And then obviously with Jackham being a lot more about the sort of the atmosphere more than anything else, and being a lot more about the kind of liveliness and being able to put a smile on people's faces. I love having that kind of differentiation. And obviously, with that, we have seen a couple of releases land already. I was very, very happy to be able to release with you on South Point with the first release, which did really, really well. It was great to see the kind of impact that tune had. But kind of moving forward onto another release that has just landed this weekend, The Sounds of Yourself, again, coming back with a track that goes by the name of Penthouse, I believe, this one on Garage Shared. Talk to me about this tune, again, how it came together and how that relationship with Garage Shared first came together, because I'm a big fan of what they do.
Yeah, Penthouse. Penthouse is one that I never in a million years thought that would get picked out from, you know, I'm sat on a lot of Jackham tunes at the minute, and, you know, I send them about, I sent them to Garage Shared, you know, I had a word with myself and said, come on, Jack, let's just get some tunes sent out, because it's so easy to just sit and produce, but at the end of the day, you've got to get them out to labels. And Penthouse is one that I never thought that would get picked out. It's not your typical garage tune that you would expect one of your labels to release. It's got like a cool, cheesy, like, synth in it. It's very, I would say it's very vibrant, that tune. It almost reminds me of like Miami Vice type vibes.
Yeah, of course.
But when I talk about more playful and that sort of vibe, Penthouse sort of encapsulates that sort of feeling of, you know, not your typical tune that you drop, and it, you know, if you heard out, it's somewhat different that people haven't heard. You know, we've had a lot of years of really dark, like, sort of minor sounding garage, and I think that this is, you know, this is more along the veins of what you're starting to see at the minute, where it's a bit more exciting and it's a bit happier, do you know what I mean? And cheesier, but yeah, I'm really happy it got picked out, because I was really happy with that tune, and it was one of those tunes where I was just sat at Ableton and nothing was going well at all, until all of a sudden I decided to just make something a bit wacky, and that came out and it just flew by. I think hour and a half maybe it were done, so I'm really happy that they picked that one out. It's something cool, something different.
Definitely, man. No, again, and I think it's exactly the sort of thing that the labels like Garage Shared almost thrive on, is kind of having these kind of different tunes that are going to kind of stand out to an extent. And I think it's a really good tune to kind of summarise, as you said, what you're doing with the Jackham sound. Just to kind of round off then, I'm very keen to kind of hear what the plans are for the future. Obviously, you mentioned a few things you're working on with Groovar as one of the aliases, but what's the kind of future looking like for Jackham in regards to releases and maybe some live shows? Like, what's on the way for the rest of this year? I know it's only January, but what's on the way?
Definitely will. I've got sets coming up at Basement in Huddersfield. Basement is our, I need to give a shout out to Basement actually while I'm here. Basement Studios for Huddersfield. Jake Birdass, so supportive of everything that I do. Books me all the time. Like, he's great. And it's our little spot in Huddersfield where the only place really to go and see any sort of decent underground music. So yeah, playing there I believe March 26th, which should be sick. Also warming up for TQD in October, which is really, really sick. Obviously TQD, massive, great opportunity for me, and really just keep on pushing out some tunes, get some more releases under my belt, and just keep grafting away, keep chipping away, and yeah, hopefully see plenty more releases from me this year. Not going to let off the throttle just yet. Plenty more shows as well. Love to get more shows. I love playing. It's always such a fun time. So yeah, hopefully just more of the same. Just more bangers to come if I don't end up in a year-long writer's block, which I've been known to do.
Awesome, man. Well, I've got to say, it's been great to chat to you today and obviously kind of find out a bit more about the process, obviously find out a bit more about the way you work and the kind of differences between the A-list. It's been great to get you on the show. Thanks for taking the time out of your morning for joining us.
No problem at all, mate. Thank you very much as well.
Good stuff, bro. Good stuff. Right then, people, we are going to crack on with this one. This next track goes by the name Penthouse, and it is coming to us from a man like DJ Jackham himself. This one came out on Friday via Garage Shared. Now, following that, we are going to get into today's episode of the Dub Shack. It's going to be a very enjoyable show, so do keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're live on Trickstar Radio this morning. This is Breakfast with Kovu, and we're in the building till 10.
This one's fresh out the oven. Trickstar Radio.